Welcome to High School Football on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and the Shore Sports Network. Today's game is powered by Gateway Toyota Scion, Route 37 East in Toms River, where their success is measured by your satisfaction. Open MRI and diagnostic imaging of wall, and by Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers. Play hard, but please play safe. This morning we bring you a Thanksgiving tradition as Wall battles Manasquan. Let's join Matt Harmon and Ed Sarluka for today's action.
And a very good Thanksgiving morning to you and yours as we embark on what is a holiday tradition for us as well on the Shore Sports Network. And that is broadcasting is the annual Sports game here on Turkey Day between the Crimson Knights of Wall and the Big Blue of Manasquan. A very good Thursday morning, along with my broadcast partner today, Ed Sarluka, Matt Harmon, sitting here atop Vic Caboo Field in the press box on the visiting side. Brad Bioscano is our on-site engineer, and Lauren Bajica back in the studios pushing the buttons for us. This one, always an interesting matchup. And as I say, happy Thanksgiving and a good morning to Mr. Sarluka down on the field. Ed, this one a little bit different, though, than it's been in the past. For the first time in now what will be the 13th edition of this Thanksgiving Day game, both teams come in with a losing record.
Exactly. Manasquan sitting at 4-5 after their almost win, but a loss to Nottingham High School in the first round of the Central Jersey Group 3 playoffs, and Wall suffering through a 2-6-1 season, so they have no shot at finishing 500. Manasquan, the Warriors, do have that chance of finishing 500 to avoid their first losing season since, I believe it's about 8 years they haven't had a losing season, so through some major problems due to Sandy and the nor'eastern that hit the shore 3 weeks ago. So a lot on the line this afternoon.
Manasquan certainly has been much publicized with their woes here post-storm. The beachfront basically still in shambles to this point, and houses destroyed up there. Wall, of course, suffered major damage as well. So Manasquan coming into this one 4-5, and Ed, kind of an interesting coaching matchup today. You know, we were so used to Vic Caboo and Chris Barnes for so long, and then Pete Cahill and Chris Barnes. Last year it was Jay Price taking things over as Coach Barnes coached in his last game at Wall. He has given the reins over to the new first-year head coach, Nick Gregorio, and as you said, 2-6-1 so far this year, so it's been an up-and-down year for him. But Jay Price also just in his second year, though, been an assistant coach for a long time. You would think that these two guys now will be the ones that kind of carry the mantle of this game for a long time.
Yeah, you have to believe that both of these guys will be here for pretty much the next decade or so. If tradition holds the course, you know, head coaches come to these schools and stay a while. But you're right, Nick Gregorio, only 32 years old, had 2 years of prior head coaching experience at A.C. Johnson High School, a little bit north of the Parkway. And Jay Price, of course, as you mentioned, a longtime assistant here. I think he had a slight advantage getting the job at Manasquan because he was so familiar with the program, having coached under Vic Caboo all those years. Gregorio on the him coming here last year, he was there. So tough job for Gregorio to restart this program that was so at a high level under Chris Barnes.
The teams have not quite taken the field, though. They are just making their way out of the locker rooms that are in the school off to our right. Of course, Manasquan, such a heralded program here in the Shore Conference. Vic Caboo Field renamed after the longtime head coach of the Warriors passed away. They have the state championship banners and the emblems that mark all of those state titles, 11 in all under former head coach Vic Caboo. And Wall with, obviously, as Ed just talked about, their tradition, which was built under Chris Barnes, going all the way back to even the days of John Amabile with coaches in between. So these are two of the stalwart programs really in the Shore. And, you know, they played this game 12 times prior, Ed, to this now the 13th edition, and it's straight down the middle, six wins aside.
Right, exactly. You know, and these two programs, they're so used to winning, Matt. The last 3 years for Wall under Chris Barnes, 23-8. As you mentioned, they have three state titles under their belt. The last 3 years for Manasquan, 27-7. So they are used to winning football games. It hasn't happened at the rate that they're used to, but we still expect a pretty good game this morning.
You know, seasons are a bit of a journey, certainly, with peaks and valleys during the course of the year. And focusing it on Wall a little bit, it is a team that had to replace such a large senior class. They never really got their legs up. And think about this going into this one today. Obviously, it's Thanksgiving, and teams have the rivalry, and they want to finish up their season with a win. Neither one of these teams are still in the state playoff picture. But Wall hasn't won a football game this season going all the way back to October 5th. That was their last win against Brick. So you're going on 6-7 weeks without a win. Obviously, there was an interruption in there with the hurricane and things a little disjointed. But that's a long time to forget how to win a football game.
I totally agree. And they had a disappointing consolation game last week against Lawrence, a game that they thought that they would be in the middle of, but ended up getting blown out of that one. So, yeah, it's been a tough season for the Knights, but you know, it's a traditional game where you just throw out the records. I know we say that fairly often, you know, when the Toms River schools play, when the Brick schools play, you throw out the records because there's so much on the line. Well, obviously, these two teams have a lot of desire and a lot of, you know, intent to play in this one today.
Jay Price, who has taken over this program from Vic Caboo and Pete Cahill, who coached for a couple of years. The Manasquan side lost to Wall a season ago, 16-6. They are in Class A Central, Wall in Class B North, and Manasquan a bit of the opposite. Despite the loss last week of the state playoffs, and they were basically left for dead earlier in this season. 1-4 through the first five games. They go on a three-game winning streak, culminated with a big win over, at that point, undefeated Rumson to get into the playoffs. So despite being 4-5, the Warriors have been playing some pretty good football.
Yeah, they have been hot of late. You're right, Matt. It was a very disappointing loss. I talked to Jay Price prior to the game, and, you know, they were up on Nottingham last week, 14-0 at half, and Nottingham came out in the second half and just played them, you know, did what Manasquan likes to do to you, run the football, run downhill. They put up three and won it 21-14. So tough loss for Manasquan. That these two schools, at least one of them, are not looking forward to a semifinal contest, you know, after this game. You know, both seasons will end today.
Wall has made their way into the field, so has Manasquan. The Crimson Knights will be in their away white uniforms today, the red numerals with the blue trim, silver pants, silver helmets with the blue and red W on either side. For a Wall, you know, a newer look uniform over the course of the last couple of seasons. Dark blue jerseys now, silver numbers, silver helmets, and silver pants with the the blue trim rather down the center of the helmet. The weather for today, a little on the chilly side, but not bad, all things considering. Figure game time temperature right now in the mid-40s. The wind, not much of a factor. A bit of a swirling breeze going from one side of the field to the other, but certainly with the Atlantic Ocean pretty close to where we are, we have had windier days here. Wall has not won this football game in the series at Manasquan's home field since 2004. And Ed, when the series started between these two teams, it was the year 2000. We didn't cover that game. We picked up on it, I believe, 2001 or 2002, and have covered it ever since. But that 2000 game still has so much significance. It was a game that stopped Manasquan's 34-game winning streak, gave Wall a division championship, and really has created this renewed great rivalry between these two schools.
Yeah, it's become a great rivalry, and you're right. It's only been the last 12 years, and we're getting ready for the toss, Matt, after a pretty nice pregame ceremony.
That involves some of Vic Caboo's family. We'll have some scores to run through you as well. Let's go down to the field for the opening coin toss.
Glad to have you here on a Thanksgiving day, looking for a good football game to wrap up your season. Good both ways, both teams, throughout the entire time.
We're actually going to pause. Come back real quick. Let's take a 90-second timeout. We're back with more of the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Real estate with a personal touch, where service doesn't end at 5. That's what Patricia Romano of RE/MAX at Barnegat Bay provides to all her customers. For Patty, being a full-time realtor means more than selling houses. It's about people, families, and their hopes and dreams. When it's results that count, count on Patricia Romano of RE/MAX of Barnegat Bay, with offices in Toms River, Forked River, and Manahawkin. To find out more, click on her banner on the Ocean County Breakfast Show webpage or visit her website, soldbypatty.com. That's soldbypatty.com.
There's something special about seeing your son take the field with his team. The roar of the crowd as they charge between lines of cheerleaders, fists punching the cool night air. You hear the tinny echo of the PA and the familiar fight song from the marching band. And it takes you back to when you were on that field, in these stands, so many years ago. This is the stuff high school memories are made of. Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers are proud to be a part of Jersey Shore High School football. And should the need arise, we're ready with the region's most experienced team of orthopedic sports medicine specialists, experts in the very latest minimally invasive techniques. Football season won't last forever, but the memories will. To learn more about the extraordinary orthopedic care you'll find at Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, visit barnabashealth.org or call 888-724-7123.
Let's rejoin the opening coin toss here. Wall and Manasquan getting set to kick off.
I'm going to take the ball, sir.
The Wall has won the opening coin toss. They have elected to receive the football. Manasquan will go in the end zone to our left, getting set to kick off. We had to break there for the national anthem, so our timing a little bit off. We apologize for not bringing you all of the coin toss. It'll be the Crimson Knights to get the football first here today, barring a turnover on the opening kick. Some scores from around the shore going on right now. The big one is almost down the road from where we are. Point Pleasant Beach, after the first quarter, leads Shore Regional by a score of 7-0. Raritan on top of Holmdel in the second quarter, 20-18. It was Red Bank Catholic leading Rumson Fairhaven 7-0, and Asbury Park with a 6-0 advantage right now on Neptune. Going back deep to receive the kick for Wall, it will be number 35, Shane Dingley. He is a senior. He'll be joined by junior number 36, Pete Maselli. Raul Perez will put the ball at the 40-yard line right in the middle of the field, and he will kick from his left to his right on your radio dial. Thanks so much for joining us here. It's always fun to be part of Wall and Manasquan, and we thank you for spending part of your Thanksgiving morning and going into the afternoon with myself and Ed Sarluka. 13th meeting between these two teams on Thanksgiving Day. 6 wins for Wall, 6 wins for Manasquan. As even as it could possibly be. Maselli and Dingley both standing and wandering back between the 8 and the 9-yard line. Packed house as always on the far side bleachers. Of course, if you've never been to Vic Caboo Warrior Field, bleachers on just one side, but the fences now starting to fill in with people. It will be a packed house. Perez will give this one a wobbly kick. It is fielded by one of the up men for a while. That's number 8, Kyle McDonough. McDonough with some space. Gets out to the 40. Tackled at the 42-yard line where it will be down and 10. Matt Petruzzo with the tackle for Manasquan. And those squib kicks sometimes don't really work if they don't make it all the way back to the last line of kickoff returners.
Exactly. If it goes back to the second, sometimes you lose your balance on there as you're coming down under control, and at that time Manasquan did just that, and Wall able to get pretty good field position to start their first possession.
Wall under the direction of junior quarterback Jack Gifford. He has thrown for 6 touchdowns, rushed for 5 more. Will open up with a split wide receiver package. Play action. Going to roll off to his right. Stop throw, and it will be incomplete. The intended target was number 82, Tyler Ossenfort, the tight end. Up front for Wall, Jim Onyelak and Evan Sweeney, the tackles. Brendan Brady and Kevin Waters, the guards. Stephen Graves is the center. Jack Gifford at the quarterback spot. Pete Maselli and Jim Lauro, the two running backs. Chris Quinlan and Kyle McDonough start today at wide receiver. We'll run through the Manasquan defense 4-3 set. We'll do it after this second down play. Ball sent from the Wall 42-yard line. This is Maselli breaking a tackle with a line of scrimmage. Able to come forward, get into Manasquan territory. Stopped at the Big Blue 48-yard line where it will be third down and just about a yard. And Dominic Viglanti, the ends. Dakota Jones and Matt Forst, the two tackles. Zach Campbell, Tanner Crowley, and Blaine Birch, the linebackers. The secondary today, Joe Fitton, at one corner spot. At the other is Steve Schatzman. The safeties, Connor Grogan and Chris Miller. Big early third down play here with just about a minute gone by in the first quarter. No score between Wall and Manasquan. Gifford checks the armband, steps up under center. Three wide receivers set. Flags are out, thrown by the back judge. This is going to be delay of game against Wall, a very costly penalty against the Crimson Knights.
Yeah, you got to lay that one on quarterback Jack Gifford. His one job as he's at the line of scrimmage calling out signals is to watch that back judge start counting. He starts it at a five count, and once he gets close, he's either got to hustle up his calls or use the timeout there, and that makes this third down a lot more difficult.
Third down and six, a four wide receiver set here for Wall. Jim Lara will go as a slot receiver to the left with Chris Quinlan, Kyle McDonough, and Shane Dingley up top to the right. Ball set from the left hash mark. Gifford from the gun, wanting to set one up down the field. It is intercepted. Thrown off his back foot and picked off. The interception will go for number 13. That is Connor Grogan. Manasquan football, first and 10 from the 39.
Looked like it was supposed to be a screen. Yeah, but I did not see any back in the screen. I know Wall likes to call it an A screen, usually goes to the tailback. In that case, it should have been Maselli, but didn't see any screen, so therefore Gifford threw it downfield right into the hands of a Manasquan safety, and Manasquan takes over.
Tucker Cacaval, the junior playoff loss to Nottingham, will open formation. Play action. No, reverse. It'll be Connor Grogan to take it. He's at the 45-yard line, spins forward, gets to midfield. That'll go as a gain of 12. It'll be a first down for Manasquan. Let's go through the offense for the Big Blue. Joe Murphy and Joe Fitton, the two running backs. Connor Grogan and Chris Miller are the two wide receivers. Grant Castellanos at the tight end spot. The center is the big guy, the junior Matt Forst. The guards, Monty Sinisi at one spot, Matt Clayton at the other. The tackles, Tommy Hassel and Harry Warner. First and 10, the ball resting right at midfield. Again, a split wide receiver set. Jack Bianco is coming to the game at the fullback spot. Counterplay up the middle. The carry goes for Murphy. Stacked up on the line of scrimmage and dropped for a small gain. Second down and a long nine. Russ LaRusso, Kevin Waters, the two ends. Jeff Horowitz and Tom Monroe, the tackles. Tim McGevna and Shane Dingley, the outside linebackers. Rich Agnoyan is the middle guy for Wall. Scott Van Glan and Mike Cusick, the two corners, Jack Cluley and Kyle McDonough, are the safeties. 9:25 and rolling here in the first quarter. Man in motion is Grogan from left to right across the formation. Play action for Cacaval. Looking down the field, got a target. The intended man was Grogan. He is hit hard by Kyle McDonough, who will break up the play. It'll be an incompletion and go and set up a third and 10.
McDonough made a great play that time, Matt. He came off his receiver as the ball was in the air and cracked the potential receiver. That was a catchable ball, but not after McDonough hit him, and good breakup by McDonough.
Split wide receiver set again. It'll be Chris Miller this time coming near sideline to the right. Far side wide receiver with an eye set. Cacaval, draw play up the middle. It'll be Murphy. Wall reads it well. At the 49-yard line, the tackle is made by a host of white jerseys. Tom Monroe, the big defensive tackle, getting off the bottom of the pile. That sets up fourth down and long, and the Big Blue will bring the punt team on.
You know, Matt, this is the first year that we've been doing these games where there isn't a real big standout star for either team. I'd have to say maybe at the top of the list today is Connor Grogan for Manasquan, but not that real big, you know, all-shore type player.
Joe Murphy with a low punt. It is muffed by the Wall return man. Manasquan has it. Stepping up to field it was Agnoyan. He could not hang on to it, and the Big Blue catch a big break. They'll have it inside the Wall 30-yard line at the Crimson Knight 28 on a first down and 10. 8:33 to go in the first quarter. Still no score.
Zach Campbell came up with that one for the Warriors. Number 31, Zach Campbell, backup running back and linebacker.
So Cacaval brings the offense back on. will split as wide receivers. Checking into the game at one wideout spot, Kiernan Preston, number 23. He will motion across the formation. Fake reverse. Cacaval down the seam. Had a man wide open but could not make the connection with Miller. Well-designed play, wallop it off defensively, but Miller not able to haul in what would have been a very tough catch to make. Cacaval overthrew him just by a hair.
Yeah, I like the fake screen action because that freezes everybody on defense, and that allowed Miller to shoot up the middle on the post, but just a little bit overthrown.
Second and 10, clock stopped, 8:27 to go. Quarter number one, and a flag has come out. This will be a sideline warning for Manasquan, telling everyone to back up a little bit.
I just got one of them also, Matt, right to play right before this. I got my warning.
You did?
Yeah. Referee turned around, said, back up.
Say media.
Called me sir, but so I listened to him.
Offset formation, tight end back to the left. Pitch to the wide side of the field. Murphy has it, and Wall right on top of it. Again, that guy Monroe there along with Dingley, who will make the tackle. It'll set up third down and 11 on a loss of one.
Yeah, Monroe looks like a good one. Nice scrape down the line of scrimmage. That ball was opposite of him, and he scraped from right side to left side to pick up that ball.
So third and 11 here for Manasquan, trying to cash in on the turnover. Split wide receiver set again. Preston near Sondon to the right. Miller up top to the left. From the eye, Murphy will get the carry. Conservative play call for Manasquan there on third down and long, getting maybe back to the line of scrimmage or a half-yard push. It'll set up fourth down here and just about 10. A little surprised by that call, Ed, because you'd think it's four down territory. You know, maybe try to get half on one and half on the other.
Yeah, very surprised, especially since they had Miller up the post there wide open, you know. Thought they'd maybe come back with that. Now you've got nickel defense in for Wall, so you expect a pass here on fourth and long.
Wall has brought an extra defensive back in. Cacaval will go offset eye formation. Castellanos, the tight end, set to the right. Cacaval rolls, throws to his left, tosses with one up in the air. It's intercepted but then dropped wisely by number 24, Luke Malone, who was there on the play. That was a smart play. He had it.
Yeah, but I don't think
it.
I don't know if he did it on purpose.
I was going to say it looked like he did. I mean, it was so clear that he had it in his hands.
I think he just fumbled it. I don't know if he realized that it was fourth down there, but got to be aware of that because it would have been on the 20 because he was in the end zone.
Instead, it'll be first down and 10 here for a Wall from their own 28-yard line. 7:02 to go in a scoreless first quarter. Movement up front. Matt Force jumps over the line. And this will give Wall a first and five.
Force, a familiar name on the Manasquan sideline, right? Older brothers.
Gifford from the shotgun will give it here up the middle. Big hole. Maselli running hard and will take it over the 45 to the 46-yard line. That will go as a gain of 12 and set up the Crimson Knights with a first down and 10.
You know, I was talking to the Wall assistant coaches and Coach Gregorio. He said Pete Maselli is the best back in the shore that nobody's ever heard of.
Has rushed for over 600 yards on the season. We'll get it here. Stretch play off the right side. Cuts it up on the far side. Hash mark gets to the 48-yard line. Gain of just about three. We'll set up a second down and seven.
Of course, when you have two wins, you're not going to hear too much about your offensive stars.
Fair enough.
Wall playing a lot of underclassmen. I believe they're starting three or four sophomores today. Only a few seniors dot the starting lineups on offense and defense. So next year, a better Wall football team on the field.
Second and seven. The give here is to the fullback, Lauro. He is one of those seniors who gets a lot of time. Breaks the plane of midfield and into Manasquan territory at the 49-yard line. Gain there of about four. It will set up the Wall offense with a third down and four. You've got Gifford, who's a junior, Maselli, a junior, Quinlan and McDonough, the two wide receivers, are juniors. Two underclassmen on the starting offensive line as well. And that experience hopefully will pay off for Nick Gregorio in his second year. While playing in that tough B North division. Shotgun set, split back formation. Gifford wanting to throw here on third and four. Lets it fly. That one is caught up over the top. Kyle McDonough able to haul it in. Nice completion, able to steal it away from Connor Grogan, who went for the interception, and that will set up a first down and 10 for Wall at the Manasquan 40-yard line.
Great catch that time by McDonough. Went up and got it. Climbed the ladder. Plays are signaled in by Coach Gregorio from the sideline. Then the Gifford gets it, checks his armband, makes the calls on the line of scrimmage.
Here's Maselli again, off tackle that's down to the right side. Hard 3 yards, gets to the 37-yard line, stacked up there by a wall of blue. Dominic Vigilante among those on the tackle. Second and seven now for the Crimson Knights. 4:45 to go in the first quarter. No score in our annual Thanksgiving Day broadcast between Wall and Manasquan.
Did we mention that the sun is shining brightly here at Vic Caboo Field?
Here's the pitch to Maselli. Trying to get around the end, cannot. No gain on the play.
And it was cloudy for most of the morning down here during pregame, and then about 10:30 or so, the sun came out, and we've got a lot of blue sky now. Perfect day to play this big rivalry football game.
Tom Bellify in on that last tackle has come in at the safety spot for Grogan, operating in the back with Miller. Third down here and long for Wall. Gifford on a quarterback sweep off the right side, looking for some yardage. He's going to have a first down as he will break the plane of the 30, get to the 29-yard line. Kind of an old wing T type play there,
yeah,
right? Look, single T?
Yeah, it looked like almost like a speed option type play, which I don't think he had any idea about pitching that ball, and also didn't look like he wanted to run the ball because he sort of tentatively turned it upfield, but forward progress got him just over the first down line. Nice job by Gifford.
Ball set here from the Manasquan 29. On first and 10, Moselli got a motion across. Wants to throw down the sidelines. Got a man. This one deflected away at the last second. Chris Miller was there on the coverage for Manasquan. The intended target was Kyle McDonough.
Well, Miller never bought the play action in the backfield there. It was a jet sweep in which the sweep man got the ball and then all of a sudden stopped the throw. Miller was not fooled at all. Perfect coverage. Good knockdown.
Second down and 10. Clock stopped with 3:16 to go in the first quarter. Single back is Maselli. Lauro sent as a tight slot man off the left side. Now he will motion across the formation, and flags will come out. A couple of flags will come out. This will be a procedure penalty against Wall, and will Crimson Knights up 5 yards and set up second and 15.
Knights having a little problem getting the plays in. The plays are coming in not real crisply, and by the time they are relayed to Gifford via Coach Gregorio, and then he looks at his armband, not a whole lot of time left for the Knights to get into their play call. I think the play's got to come in a little bit quicker. Gregorio on the headset with somebody right above you, Matt, upstairs.
Second and 15 now for Wall, straight eye formation. Gifford wanting to throw, rolling left, stops, lets it go. He's got a man. It's Quinlan who will make the catch, bounce off a couple of tackles, and take it down inside the 20-yard line. The corner fell on the coverage and then the attempt to tackle. Quinlan is able to get forward for some extra yards. It'll be first down and 10 for Wall, who is knocking on the door for the game's first score. 3 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Trips package this time off to the right, tight end back to the left. Gifford on a quarterback draw up the middle. Big hole, and he will rumble his way down inside the 10, get to the 8-yard line, where it'll be first and goal now for Wall.
Got an update from the RBC-Rumson game. It's 14-12 RBC in a what was tweeted to me a very, very sloppy football game. A couple of would-be interceptions and quite a few penalties in that contest up there.
Shore has taken a 7-6 lead over Point Beach late in the first half.
You know, Matt did that game last week, the Beach game, and I believe it was Yates who missed five extra points for Beach in a blowout win. And we said at that time that those extra points somewhere down the line could be costly. Well, so far in that Thanksgiving Day contest with Shore for the Beach Central title, it has proved costly for the Beach as they trail by one on an obviously missed extra point.
Middletown South leading Middletown North 7-6. Neptune with a 13-6 lead at the half over Asbury Park. First and goal here for Wall. First real scoring chance for either team inside the 20-yard line here. From the 8, the snap will go. It'll be Maselli on the carry. Hit at the line of scrimmage. Nice open field tackle made by Tom Bellify.
By the way, that short touchdown to give them the 7-6 lead was by our guest last night, Mark Constantino. Not the coach, but the son, who took it in from 15 yards out to take the 7-6 lead. There's 2:20 left until halftime. That one started at 10:30.
1:45 to go here in the first quarter. Second and goal for Wall from the Manasquan 8-yard line. Gifford up under center this time. Two receivers left, tight end back to the right. Gifford wants to throw. Play action goes in the flat. Laurel will make the catch inside the 5. Bobbled the football but hung onto it at the 2-yard line. It'll be third and goal now for Wall.
Yeah, good concentration by Laurel. As you said, Matt, he did bobble it as he made his dive, but the ball fell right back into his arm. So put it on about the 2-yard line here. Third and goal. Big play right here because you don't get in the end zone here. You got to make a decision whether to kick it or go for the 6.
Coming up on a minute to go in the first quarter. Straight eye formation. Maselli, the deep man, and I believe a timeout has been taken by Manasquan. We'll take a break as well. 101 to go in the first quarter. No score. Wall will have a third and goal from the 2-yard line. After this quick 30-second timeout, you're listening to high school football on the open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7. Nah. On the Shore Sports Network.
Now, back to high school football on Good Times and Great Oldies. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
Third down and goal. Gifford, fake pitch. Got a man open in the end zone. Touchdown! Well-designed ball fake to Pete Maselli, who's been the first option for Wall here offensively. And the play action frees up Tyler Ossenfort, the tight end, in the end zone for a 2-yard touchdown reception, and Wall leads 6-0.
Well, that was a case, Matt, where I think the Manasquan timeout actually helped the Knights of Wall because that was a well-designed play. As you said, they faked the sweep to Maselli, the pitch, and then Oxenford just sort of snuck out from his tight end position on a little delay. We're going to have a penalty here on this extra point. I believe they have an illegal substitution.
Phil Shields is on, the extra point place kicker for Wall. He is a junior, doubles as the punter for the Crimson Knights as well. They will have to sub somebody out, Wall will. This will back up the extra point, make it a bit more difficult here for Shields.
Well, they tried the proverbial 12 players on the extra point play. Didn't work that time, as referee caught it.
This to give Wall a 7-0 advantage. High snap, good hold, kick is up. Out the distance, and it's dead on through the uprights. Wall 7, Manasquan nothing. We step out for 30 seconds. We're back with more of the open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.